Julia Lewis, whose husband Walter Lewis was honored by the festival this year, wore a pair of handmade mukluks to dance with her family from Shefornik. Though they weren't hers, she borrowed them from one of her daughters. As she rocked back and forth on her heels on stage at Chamai, swaying to the drums, red and blue beads bounced on the calfskin. After her dance, as Lewis talked about the boots, she rubbed her hand along the fur. Typically, the darker fur is beaver, but she said it could also be otter.
What did they feel like? I see you stroking it. What does it feel like?
It feels soft. And I think when you just feel and make you relax. That's my opinion.
Lewis says they were made by another woman from Shefornik. The boots are new, but she's broken them in just enough that the soles are no longer smooth. And that's a key part of getting new mukluks, because the soles, made of bearded seal skin, are slippery.
So you gotta be careful, especially on ice.
Still, it's easy to tell that they're new when she taps them.
They sound hollow, because they're hard. Once they start wearing them and walk on them, and they kind of get soft, then it won't be as, you won't hear that much of that.
Some buy regalia from local crafters, but for many, it's a family affair. A piece can be borrowed, as Lewis's boots were. Lyric McIntyre's were made especially for her. The 5-year-old danced for the first time with a group from Bethel's Yupik Immersion School. And from the tips of her white feathered dance fan to her headdress to her belt, McIntyre's regalia was made by her family. Her uncle, Chuna McIntyre, says it's a momentous occasion that called for special ceremonial regalia.
Because this is her first dance, and because she's named after her late mother, of course she would be decked out.
Chuna made a lot of the individual pieces and can rattle them off with ease.
The headdress is naskun or naskut bek. The belt is, we call it nakugun, but those old style ones are called also jipnakamiutalgut in old Yupik. And of course, the necklaces are worn as part of decoration and regalia.
He says Lyric's first dance is just as important for her living family as it is for her ancestors.
You see, we dress up as Yupik people, not just for ourselves or for the audience. We also dress up for our ancestors, that's the way it was explained to me by my late grandmother.
For the first time in 12 years, dancers from Scammon Bay returned to the Chumai stage. Alice River walked off stage in her regalia after the group's historic dance and sat down sweating.
Hot.
Rivers tugged at her wolf and beaver headdress, a big part of the reason she was so warm.
I didn't start dancing until I was a grandma. So this headdress was given to me by my brother's wife before I started dancing. So it's good to have a headdress before you dance, because makes you look different.
Later in the evening, another audience favorite gathered on stage. The Mount St. Elias dancers, a Tlingit group from Yakutat, brought their blankets and regalia detailed with copper. Kai Montour stood above the rest with a large egg-shaped traditional Tlingit battle helmet. It was a gift. And the helmets are carved out of a burl, a very large, hard knot on a tree. Montour says the helmet alone weighs 8 pounds. Combine that with the rest of his armor and his heavy stone hammer, and he says it's kind of like strength training.
And it really really makes me appreciate how strong my ancestors were, since they were able to wear this in battle in this armor for hours at a time, which I can't even imagine.
Among all of the feathers, warm furs, thick headdresses, and kuspuk of the Yupik and Inupiaq who attended the festival, the Seneca and Muscogee Samson family from the northeastern part of the United States stood out. Lumhimiko has a strong name. It means Eagle King, and his dancing style matches. As his brother Sam Sochi plays the flute, Miko crawls, contorts his body, his muscles tense as he leaps suddenly and impossibly high into the air, all the while spinning a set of white hoops that he and his family use to dance. And one of the more intricate pieces of Miko's regalia is a belt that loops loosely around his waist and holds two long panels with raised beadwork that catches the light when he spins. Audience members get flashes of a heron here, a wolf there, a small blue bird stitched into the sky above a deer's antlers. His mother, Doree Sampson, of the Seneca Cattaraugus Reservation, holds the belt and points to each piece to explain.
And you have your four your birds, which consist of the hawk, the heron, the snipe, and then we have deer. And the reason they call deer a bird is because the deer literally has all 4 feet off the ground when it leaps through the air. Then we have the four-leggeds, which is the wolf, the bear, the turtle, and the beaver.
Sampson does all of the beadwork for the group, and each piece represents many hours of work. And Sampson says she gets a lot from watching her sons perform in regalia that she made.
Oh, it feels great. I mean, my sons, when they're both out there and I sew all our outfits, it just almost brings me to tears, but it's tears of joy, tears of being proud, and I'm so glad that they're carrying on who we are and keeping us as Indigenous people alive.
In Bethel, I'm Rasha McChesney.